Okay, today's daf is Maisra, daf Yudalid, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a couple lines up from the bottom. The Gemara said, Ha'omer Lechaveiro, five lines up from the bottom. The Gemara spoke about the issue of trust. Somebody says to their friend, Ani ma'aser al yadecha, I will be ma'aser for you. Eino tzarech la'amod imo. He doesn't have to... doesn't have to be there and watch him do it. He can assume that it was done. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted, the principle from the Gemara in Erevin, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Chazaka, Shliach, Ose, Shlichuso. There was a machlokas there between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether the chilik that's mentioned there is not mentioned here in our Gemara. Rav Nachman says there's a chilik between Dinim Daraisa and Dinim Darabanan. Rav Nachman says we could trust Chazaka, Shliach, Ose, Shlichuso by Dinim Darabanan, but by Daraisa you have to know. And Rav Sheshes, no, you can always trust Chazaka Shliachos or Shlichus. So we pass like Rav Nachman. The Rambam Hilchos Truma is passing like Rav Nachman, and therefore by Dinim Durabanan, you could trust, but not by Dinim Daraisa. It's also quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Erevin, when we talk about Chazaka Shliachos or Shlichus. In Simin Taf Tes in Hilchos Erev Tchumin, which we'll get back to soon. The Gemara says, you know what? Let's just first do the. We read it first, then we'll do the Gemara. It's going to come up in the Gemara in a second. Let's do the Gemara first. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you a question. Taman Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah, Masechet Erevin. Again, I apologize, my throat's a little soft today, but Be'ez Hashem. Taman Taninan, so how could Rabbi Avin say that if somebody offers to be Maaseh, we could trust them, but doesn't the Mishnah say in Erevin regarding Erev Tchumen? Let's first see the Mishnah, and then we will talk about Tchumen. The Girsa that we're going to use is quoted in the Mara Folda and others. Second to last line of Mara Folda. Hashaleich Eruv Abiyad Chereshot Devakatan. If somebody sends their Eruv with a Lav Bardas, what's an Eruv Tchumen? Let's talk about it first. Eruv Tchumen is, we know that there is somebody has 2,000 amos to walk around his Makom Shvisa on Shabbos, 2,000 amos around, and if he wants to extend that, then there's halacha of Eruv Tchumen. I could extend that, I could put a box of matzah, I could put food somewhere beyond the area to make my Makom Shvisa wherever that box of matzah is, and I could extend it in one direction and the other direction. Whatever I do in one direction takes away from the other direction. That's an extension of the Tchum. So I have to set the food in that spot. So what if I didn't do it myself? I sent a shliach to do it. So what if I send a lav bardas? So that's what the Mishnah says. If somebody sends their Erev with a chereshot of a katan, or biyad mi she'ena modeh be'erev, somebody who is not modeh in the halakas of Erev, like a kusi, eino Erev. It's not an Erev. It's a lav bardas. I don't know how it was done. But v'im amar, back to the Gemara, v'im amar la'achir la'kablo he'menu, but if I tell him to give it to somebody, and I have a friend there that's going to accept it from the lav bardas, so then I can assume that that person got it, and therefore, hareza Erev. Hareza Erev, but the Gemara continues, v'amar abalazar, v'tsarech lamodimo. But you have to be able to see. You have to be able to see, I'm over here, I see all the way down there, I see the katan gave it to so-and-so. So you have to be able to see that. V'tsarech lamodimo. On the top, Mara Folda, Liros imha acher mekablim menu. If the other person got it. So what do you see? You see from there that you have to actually see the Erev being placed. Unlike, how could Rabbi Avin say here that if somebody says, you know, I'll do it for you, I'll be master for you, so then it's good enough. Doesn't it say here in the Mishnah Erevin that you have to be there, you have to actually see it, v'hachatam or hachin, and here you say otherwise. So what's the difference between the two? So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, Amar Ebchia Bar Ada, Kan Begadol, Kan Bekatam. Well, it depends who's going. If there's a Gadol, regular Shliach going, then you can trust them. That's the first case. Somebody says they're going to be Mafrish for me, so I can trust them. The second case is a Labardas. So I'm at a Katan. So that's why you can't trust them, unless you have somebody else there and you see the other person accept it. The Katan here does not mean a 3-year-old. Right, it means a higia lechinuch, meaning or even laonas hanadarim. The Mara Folda says somebody has reached almost the age. There is semi das, but that's answer number one. Talk about a gadol or a katan, meaning a gadol you could trust chazaka shliachos or shlichus. So not a katan because la bar das. Number one, number two, Rabbi Chanani b'shem Rabbi Chanina, afilu temar Kan v'kan begadol. Kan v'kan bekatan. That's not the chilek. Even if both are about gadol, both are about katan. Taman b'omer lo arev al yadi. Who was the one that initiated? Right, over there, it's I ask somebody, could you please do me a favor and put my Erev? So in that case, I don't know if he for sure did it. Okay, he'll agree to do it. But I was the one that came to him with the idea. So maybe there, I'm not sure if he did it or not, because it was all my initiative. Baram hacha ba'omer lo ani maser al yadcha. Where if he said, I'll do it for you, so then he's offering. If he's offering, then we can assume more that he was the one that took care of it, and therefore I have nothing to worry about. And the Gemara says, therefore there's no chilek between the two. This question is, who initiated? And the Gemara continues, Hada yalfa minahi, v'yahi yalfa minada. And each one of them could be learned from the other. Based on, according to this second answer, there's nothing fundamentally different. The question is, who initiated? Hada yalfa minahi, the case of Erev over there, could be learned from our case of Meiser. Ba'omer lo, ani ma'ariv al yadcha, if he, the person, would offer, I will set the Erev for you, so that ain't a tzorach lamadimo. The other lacha, tzorach lamadimo of Rabbi Lazar, that's only because the balabayas was the one that initiated. But if the shliach would offer, ani ma'ariv al yadcha, then he wouldn't have to be a stand there, because that's what we just said. The fundamental tchilik is whether there was initiative. V'yahi yalfa minahi, in our case of Meiser, could be learned out from the case of Erev. She'omer lo aser al yadi, she'utzorach lamodimo, right, that if he would ask, if the balabayis would ask, could you please be master for me, then he would have to see, because the chilek is whether who makes the initiative, period. So we said already at the end of Shir yesterday that the Rambam paskins like the chilek of Rav Nachman and Erevin, Daraisa Durabanan. That we saw, the Rambam in Trumos and in Erevin paskins this chilek. Right? That's what we said in Trumos in Perek Dalet al Chavav, where we read this at the end of the Shir yesterday. Let's read it again. Homer l'shlucho tzevet shrom li, falach l'trom, ve'ene yodeya im tarim, I don't know if he was tarim im lo taram, uba masa kiryo tarum, ein cheskaso tarum. Right? And I can't trust if I just see tarim. She'ein omrim bi surin, cheska shlicha, osa shlichusa lo hakel, elo lahachmir, v'choshe shema acher tarim shalo b'rishus, and therefore, because it's a din d'araisa, I am not allowed to be choshe, so that's what we say in Erevin 2. The Rambam does, though, that's from the Bavli, the chilek of d'araisa d'rabban is from the Bavli, but the Rambam also passes like the Yerushalmi, passes like this chilek. The Rambam, Menuchas Meiser, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, he does paskin like this chilek of initiative. Who is the one that initiates? And if the shliach initiates, then you can trust. Says the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, Ha'omer lechaveiro, Hareini ma'aser al yadecha, eino tzarech lamodimo. If somebody says, I'll do it for you, then he does not have to, the owner does not have to stand there. Ad sheyire im ya'aser o lo ya'aser. To know if he was ma'aser. V'im amar hu lechaveiro, aser al yadi, tzarech lamodimo. But if he says to his friend, be ma'aser for me, then he would have to stand there, and he would have to see. So the Rambam paskins like both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is chilek of Daraisa Durabanan, and the Yerushalmi is chilek here of who takes the initiative. This chilek is also mentioned, now I can read it, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tav Tes in Hilchas Erev Tchumen. Im Yirtze Yishlach Erev Al Yedei Shliach. I don't have to do Erev Tchumen by myself. I can. Anybody here ever said an Erev Tchumen? Not so common. To set an Erev Tchumen nowadays, because we're all within cities and they're next to each other. One time about 25 years ago, I set an Erev Tchumen. I was upstate, I think it was in New Hampshire somewhere, and we're in the middle of nowhere, and thank God there was someone else that knew what they were doing. And to get to the shul, it was up the road, and set an Erev Tchumen in the middle of nowhere. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Yirtze, Yishlach Shliach Ad Erev. You could send the Shliach to set an Erev Yomar, Beze Erev Ye Ploni Mutter Lelech, and he could set the Erev for me, Ubilvad Shalo Ye Cherishot of a Katan, Oshein Amode Be Erev. Because if you did that, so then it's not an Erev unless you have somebody to accept it. Vim Amar La Achir, Le Kablo Mimenu, if you send somebody else to accept it from this lav bardas, ushlacho ayde echad me'elu, v'yafilu shlacho al hapil. What if you send your pet elephant to go and bring the Erev? Oh, al kof, or your monkey, v'ra'a me'rachok she'ikiyesham. It's not a din of the ma'isa shlichus. It's the result. Right? It's if an elephant can take it, a monkey. That's why a labardas works, because it's just about getting there. It's not about the maisa. Unisanalo, have eruv. Afal pi shalo ra'a shehinicho ha'acher, de chazaka o shliach ozer shlichuso. In that case, shliach ozer shlichuso. Remember, this is all, why is this allowed? So the Mishabur explains, it is a drabanan. Dinter Rabbanan for this were someich al chazak azu. B'sedaraisa ein someich al chazak azu lahakel ki im lahachmir. As we saw, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes other deos. But what's the issue? Why is this Dinter Rabbanan? Because that is generally what we paskin by 2,000 amos. There are some that say there is a machlokas tanoim whether the issue of tchum is an isedaraisa or an isedarabbanan. We know there are lamates malachas on Shabbos. Fine, tchumin is not one of the malachas, right? Hotsa'ah. Going from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid and opposite, Hotzah, that's an Issa Daraisa on Shabbos. But going outside of the Tchum, that's not one of the Malachas. So that is a Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva and other Tanoim, whether that's Daraisa Drabanan, Rabbi Akiva holds Tchum is Daraisa, and other Tanoim hold Tchum is Drabanan. And Machlokas Rishonim, what we paskin, the Rambam and the Chinuch paskin, the split. 2,000 Amos, that is Drabanan. That is Drabanan. But beyond that, the more than 2,000 amos, what is it, 4 mil, that is Daraisa. Larger, there's two levels of Tchum. Two levels of Tchum. The very far Tchum is Daraisa, but the smaller one, 2,000 amos, is Drabanan. The Rambam quotes this in Laf Shin Chaf Aleph. I'll read it from the Chinuch. The only mitzvah in Parshas B'Shalach, the only mitzvah is Tchumin. You can't go outside of your borders. Three parses. Every parse is 4 mil. So it is Vamil al payim amma. So altogether 24,000 amos. 24,000 amos outside. So 2,000 amos, that's Durabanan. 24,000 from the edge of the population set, edge. So that would be Daraisa. That is the din Daraisa. According to a summary shown him, it's all Durabanan. But at least we pass in this chilek. Zela din Torah says the chinuch. Elisha chachamim gadru gedder v'asr shalalech yoser me al payim amma chutz la'ir. Right, not 2,000 amos outside the city. That is Durabanan. What's the message of this mitzvah? Mishar she mitzvah zu. The message of Tchum, Shenizkar v'neida, Shehaolam mechudash v'lo kadmon. To know that the world wasn't always here. You have to be in your place. Kamo shakasa beferish, kishez yamasa shavis b'emesa aretz, alkein lizkar adavar ra'ui lanu shenanu ha'pamakam echad. Rest. Just like Gadosh Baruch Hu rested, so too we rest and we don't travel and we don't go far on Shabbos. This is the issue of Tchumen. The Meshech Chachma, we like to mention this whenever Tchumen comes up. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayishlach notes that it's interesting that Chazal pick up on specific dinim that were done by the Avos, even though all the Avos, Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna, but the Chazal pick up on specific ones. The Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, did even Erev Tavshilin, and Yaakov Avinu was Kavat Chumen. He was Kavat Chumen, right? So why Dafka those symbolically? Why are those mentioned in the by Chazal? So the Meshech Chachma says maybe it reflects their Hashkafas Olam and their job in terms of their stage in Jewish history. Avraham Avinu was all about spreading the monotheism and spreading the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went out. Erev Tavshilin, what's that based on? The Gemara tells us it's based on the principle of Hoel. Why am I allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? I'm not going to need so much. Guests might come. Guests might come in at any moment. So really, it's a need for today. That already makes it from a daraisa to a drabanan. And then, Chazak could say, from a drabanan, you could cook from Yantif to Shabbos. But it's based on the principle that guests might come. That's Avram Avinu. It's all about guests. It's all about the tents being open. It's all about trying to spread the word. Yaakov Avinu, that was Avram going out. And the Rambam describes Yitzchak was also, he followed exactly what his father did. Exactly what Avram did, he tried to go and spread and continue the path of Avram. We mentioned in the past also that hardly anything in the Torah about Yitzchak Avinu. He's the most mysterious Av. We hardly know anything, and the one thing we do know, Perach Avav, I think it is, in Bereishis, he did the same thing his father did. He dug the wells, he named them the same thing. We hardly know anything. And the one thing that we know is his digging of the wells. Even Chayasara, Yitzchak is not active. He's not at his mother's Leviah. And his father, and his father's Eved, is the one that finds him a wife. So it's hardly, because Yitzchak's mahus was to follow Yaakov, to do exactly what he did in order to give it grounding and give it root, to be able to allow the religion to prosper. Once you have that, Yaakov, his job wasn't to go out and spread. His was, he already had Mitas Shlema, now he had a family, now he had the Shvatim, now it was to have borders, to separate from the outside, to be in Goshen, right, and not to be all over, and that's why Kavat Chumen. That's why the symbolic mitzvah, through Rabbanan, of Yaakov was Kavat Chumen. So Avram Avinu was about going out and spreading, and Yaakov was Kavat Chumen. That's what the Meshech Chachma, unbelievable, says Lachain Avraham, Chipes Lahavitz Shitaso, Vide Osa Belokus Lachobay Olam, Bashar Chashav Kiyu Yechidi, Viacher Achra Vachulu, Nata Eshel, Lokain Yaakov. Rosh emitaso shlema ubizaro dai shiyehu maon umerkava l'shchina. This is the nation now. Now I have to protect the nation. Kamoshev tichu v'rosh Hashem nitzavalav rala hefach ki barav yu nifradim meyamim achirim. His children to be separate from other nations. Mugbalim b'tchum v'af l'lovan chotno hinichu b'tauso v'kos al rachel shenig devar trofim. And he got upset when there was separation. Kein b'mitzrayim o yoshev eretz goshen nifradim me ha'amim. So that was Yaakov Avinu's avoda. V'chein l'doros b'uma ein b'kam l'girvim e davar shlomo v'chul. And he continues. And that's the melitza here. V'zeh melitza sam shavrim kiyim erev tavshilin l'achnes orchim l'kabal geirim tachas kanfi yashchina aval lo kava tchumen. Avram didn't do tchumen. He didn't do tchumen. Shema yimana echem ilavo l'shmad yosef. What, Avram's going to make a border and not let somebody into the tent? That's not Avram. Avram has all his doors open. The tent is wide open for everyone. Lo chen Yaakov, kava tchumen. Yaakov's not having hoel. Yaakov's not doing Erev Tavshilin. L'hagol tchom beit am Yisrael amim. L'chein b'mara v'chulu. And he continues that. But that's a classic Meshech Chachma. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, we know that one violates Averos to save a life. If Pikuach Nefesh, one can go out of the tchum to save a life. For whether it's Daraisa, or even if it's Daraisa. What about to save a spiritual life? Are you allowed to violate to save a spiritual life? So that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simon Shinvav. The end of Shinvav. Arachayim. Mi sheshalchulo sho tzio bito mi beso b'shabes. Lo tzio michal Yisrael. Dafka by this, by tchum. That's where it's discussed. Somebody hears that Rachman al-Islam, their daughter was taken by another religion. And they are going somewhere. Mitzvah lasum laderech pamav lehishtadel batzalasa v'yotzi afilu chutz l'shalosh parsos. You can go out and save the spiritual. V'lo boy bezin. You have to know exactly how to apply this halacha. But that is the dafke. If you don't go now, then their spiritual life will be in danger. Okay, so that's the discussion at the end of Simen Shin Vav. End of Shin Vav. Okay, we continue. So what we say, the chiluk of whether you can rely on somebody who said they're taken off Meiser or Tchum, we have the two chilukim, Katan or Gadol, or who was the one that had the initiative. We continue. Say, so now getting back to cases like the Brisa that we already had. So if somebody says, go and gather for you 20, take 20 figs of mine. Go and take 20 figs of mine. Then he could go and he could take them. And it's arai. and he does not have to be ma'aser. But if he says, Yumaleas al Kalkala, but what if he says, go fill up your basket? So we said a basket is already Gemar Malacha. So go and fill up your basket. Machlokes. Rebbe Omer. Omer Ani, Shut Sarech Laharos Lo, Es HaKalkala. Rebbe says, he's got to show him the basket. Why? This is not Midine Maisris. But, to use the Lashon of the Ras Yolio, Midine Gezel. How do you know what size basket? I told you to go fill a basket. Maybe you're going to take more than I have in mind. So if I say, go take a basket of figs, you got to show me the basket. Because I have to see what kind of basket you are taking. Vakamu shir kalkala. What is the shear of a basket if he doesn't want to show? What size basket is for sure okay? That we don't assume that he's going beyond. So, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Meshem Rabbi Yonah, son, stal kalkala, arbaz kavin. A stam kalkala, a stam basket is 4 kav. Has 4 kav of figs. Ugedola. If he tells him you could fill up a big basket, sa'ah, that's 6 kav. Viktana, if he says a small basket, shloshes kavim, so 3 kav. So that's the, in terms of Hilchos Gezel, not in terms of Hilchos Maisris. Says the Gemara, let's just finish first. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah had the following question. L'maisris is amris, o l'midas hadin. Are these shiurim also, are they only for, like we just said, dinim aminis gezel? Or are they also for maisris? Meaning, remember we said, only if you fill up the basket is there gemar malacha. What if you only filled up half the basket? Is there gemar malacha? I told you to go take a basket. So what if you only filled up half that basket? But that's all you want. So would that be enough for gemar malacha or not? Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. L'maisrus is amris. Hanach shiurim le'inyin maisrus is amris. Are they set for maisrus also? Umishum deshaninu. Since we learned earlier that maisrus is when you cover up the basket, skip a line. The Allah Amar im Amar lo lechaveiro say maleis hakalkala stam. If I go tell my friend, go fill up the basket. Eino nikvah lemaiser. Maybe it's not kfil lemaisers until you fill up that size basket. And anything smaller will not be gemar malacha. And even if you put it in the basket, you could eat achilas arai from it. Right? Should we say that these shiurim are also for hilchas gemar malacha of maisers? Right? Or no? Maestros, whatever you fill up, you fill up. Right? These baskets are just for Ilchas Geneva and Dinim Aminis. Right? So that's the question of Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah, boy. La Maestros is Amris o La Midas Hadin. Im Teima La Maestros is Amris. If you say it's for Maestros, Koshkin La Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin for Dinim Aminis is for sure. That for sure. The Kiddush is it also for Maestros? Im Teima La Midas Hadin is Amris. Maybe if it's only said for Gezel, Hala Maestros Lo. Which means that there could be gemar malacha even if you don't have these shiurim of the baskets. That's the question that Rabbi Yonah asks. And Rabbi Yossi pshitale lemaisers as amris kol shekein lemidas adin. Rabbi Yossi didn't have a shaila. He thought that it applies to both. That just like I say, take a basket and only stam kalkala, let's say it's 4 kav. So if you don't fill up a basket of 4 kav, so then you're not going to be chayiv in maisrus. Even if you filled up half, and if you smoothed it out, that's going to be the shear. We read it quickly, but Rebbe here says, we haven't said this in a long time, Omer Ani. Rebbe says here, when he says his statement, Omer Ani shutzarach laharis lo sakakala. So we like to quote Rabbi Yosef Engel, who says, Omer Ani is the Talmudic La'ani as Daiti. And we only find that Lashon really by Rebbe. Rebbe, and he, obviously, before a computer, he in Beis HaOtzer, in Klal Lama Gimel, he quotes 30 times in Bavli's and Yerushalmi's that Rabbi Danasi, Rebbe is the one that says Omer Ani. And that's a Lashon of Anava. It's a lashon of humility. Vihine, havanas inyan alashon omer ani, shaya shagar alashono shal rebi. It's derech anava. Like what does it say at the end of Sota? Mishameis rebi, butzla anava. Right? Anava is this midah that he excelled in. And that's what he's saying, omer ani. It's me. I don't have such a great track record. I don't know if you want to try, but this is what I say. Va'kavana sheinene omer es adin va'davar derech hechlet rak omer oso biyuchas alatzmo mi ukederech shirakilan ayom lichtov Nira Lanias Daiti. And then he quotes from the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. He says, maybe it's even more. He's saying, it's the Kiderach Anshei Maila Hagdolim Lehisbonin Al Kol Dibureim Omaseihem. Great people think about all their words, that it's not even me talking. It's not even I came up with this. It's the neshama inside of me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put. It's that ani. It's that ani that's talking. I'm not taking any credit. It's the ani in me, which isn't even me. Right? It's not like I'm so creative. She'enei mamadabrim v'ho'osim mikoach atzmam rakoach eloki asher bohem. It's the godly spark in them that is talking. U'b'chol ha'nivraim. Like Hashem sfasai tiftach. Hashem, you got to help me out. Right, I don't, it's not just me talking. Uchanoda, and maybe that's what Omer Ani, it's the Ani, and that's the Gemara in Sukkah, Hillel, Imani, Kana, Kokan, right, another answer to how that what that means by Hillel. Anyway, but he continues here, and he says, this is Rebbe. And then he says, just one other point, he says, and maybe this is already Merumaz in Tehillim. Because one time in Tanakh, in Tehillim, we have the phrase Omer Ani. One time. Tehillim Perek Mem He. It says there, Rachash Libi Dover Tov. My heart was shaking to do something good. Omer Ani Maasei LaMelech. I say, Omer Ani, my action should be to the king. Lishoni Eit Sofer Mahir. My tongue should be like a pen, like a writing instrument. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, this is an allusion to Rebbe, right? He wrote down Torah Shebaal Peh. His tongue, he made into a pen, right? He wrote down the Torah Shebaal Peh, and he says, that's Omer Ani, that's what Rebbe says, and he says, Sofei Tevos, if you want to look there, Rachash, where does he say? He says, Libi Dover Tov, Hine Libi Dover Tov, Sofi Tevos Rebbe, Tevos Lashoni Gemashia Yuda Nasi. He goes through all of the Ramazim to that pasuk, but that's Perek Mem Hei in Tehillim. He says, if you look closely, you can find Rebbe. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hey Mochlin Ubaturin Ubalashar Ubalachanis Chayav. Remember, the last line of the Mishnah had said that if the Amma Aretz is walking in the marketplace and he offers some food, so the people sitting in the gateway, they could eat it without being Maaser. But the owner is Chayav. And that's what we said, that the event of Chatzer is only Koveya if it's yours. If it's yours, not if it belongs to someone else. And that's what Gemara says. Hada Amra Shebeso Tovel Lo Avalo LaAchirim. A person's house is Tovel and is Koveya for himself, and not for others. Again, once it's Koveya for himself, then nobody else can eat it either. But Avalo LaAchirim. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Rabbi Yehuda, though, at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, at the bottom of Yud Aleph Mabez, he says, no, even that Balabayas is poter, until literally he turns his face or he goes to a different spot. So as we're about to see, is that literal? Or does it just mean to be in a private place? So, 2 days in the Gemara. Let's at least do the first day of today. Amar Abelazar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechem, Yeshneim, Amar Davar Echad, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that even if Amaris gives it to the owner, he's going to be chayev if he turns around or eats it in a private place. He's connected to Reb Nechemya. Did Tanina Taman, because later on Daf Chav Zayin, later on, we have different opinions about what does the chatzer that is koveya lamaisris, what are the requirements for that chatzer? So some say it means you don't need so much privacy. It just has to be guarded from outsiders. But Reb Nechemya said, no, need privacy. Reb Nechemya Omer, this is quoting one of the opinions there, Reb Nechemya Omer calls She'ein Adam Bosh Milo Chabatocha Chayeves. As long as you have a private area, then you're Chayev. So Reb Elazar here says that Reb Nechemya is like our Reb Yehuda. They both say, you know what, the Chatzar is Koveya when there is privacy. When they have privacy in the Gan. So meaning, when Reb Yehuda here says, turning around or going or changing your spot, it doesn't mean physically turning around. It means finding a place in the chatzer that's private, right? Once there's a place in the chatzer that's private, so then that's where Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a chiyuv for maestros. Amar Rabbi Yossi, havinan savrin meima. Rabbi Yossi says, I thought to say, the havamina was, What is the machlokas over there on Daf Chazayin between this sheet of Reb Nechemya and the Rabbanan, the other rabbis that say it doesn't have to be so private as long as it's protected a little bit from b'chatzer shibosh lo chabakula, by a chatzer that he is would not eat, again, like we said yesterday, 2 days ago, that people don't eat in public. They like to eat in private, right? Halavai. We don't have that nowadays, but people used to eat. So what the machlokas is about a case where the entire chatzer, hu bosh lo chabakula, there is no spot of privacy in the whole chatzer. That's where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Nechemya and the other shitas. Ha miksasa bosh, miksasa lo bosh lo. But if at least part of it was private, so then everybody would agree that that's okay. That's enough of a chatzer to eat in. That's what we thought. But, says the Gemara, min manda amar abalazar, Rabbi Yehuda Nechemya shtema amru davar echad, but from the fact that Rabbi Elazar just put together Rabbi Yehuda here and Rabbi Nechemya there, it must be that's not true. It must be had to amr makam shubosh pater makam sheina bosh chayef. It doesn't mean I thought without this statement of our Gemara, I would have thought, you know what the machlokas is over there? If you have a big chatzer, as long as there's part of it that's private, then everybody would agree that it's considered a private chatzer, and you could eat that chatzer is kovela maisus. But from the fact that Rabbi Elazar here puts together that sheet of Reb Nechemya with our Reb Yehuda, that's not true. It must be literally private spots in the chatzer, that's kovei ala maestris. Non-private spot is not kovei ala maestris. That's what we learn from this connection. That's Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yochanan has a different idea, but that will have to wait till next time. Okay, we'll stop here.